The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
I think we are.
No, we're not.
I think we are. So,
is music playing or not? Hey.
Okay. So.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
How you guys doing?
This is Penny Latham, fashion wellness coach.
And so we keep the guy on the Forget About It show.
Yeah, and today
we have
got
a great
story.
Awesome show. Glad our friends, family, and colleagues could be on and listen to this beautiful, great show. And here is Penny Latham.
Yeah.
With her.
Well, actually, before we do our notes of the day, we want to let everybody know what we're about. We, you know, Celebrity Pizza Guy is, of course, our fabulous chef, and our show is about Celebrity Pizza Guy, where we've been and what we've been doing. And, well, I'll tell you, we've been doing some truly forget about it stuff today.
Well, last week we weren't on, so we couldn't tell you what we did.
Yeah, we couldn't tell you. But anyway, so today, we had some serious stuff going on. I've been cleaning all day, which I think all women love to do that. And I was kind of in a down mode, you know, just trying to go through things. And all of a sudden we hear this noise coming from outside our door in a PA. And Nick goes, there's somebody outside. And I'm thinking, okay. So I walk to the door. I kind of look out the window and I see cop cars outside my window.
With guns drawn.
Well, I didn't know they were guns drawn until I opened the door. When I opened the door, I thought, oh, my God. And I had 15 cop cars.
15 guns.
Actually, 15 cops with a couple cop cars and 15 guns pointed right at me. And I thought.
You go, Nick. We have company.
Yeah, I looked at him.
Start making pizza.
Yeah, that's a big forget about it. We weren't making pizza, I'm sure.
There you go. No, we want food. We're here for food. We're here with guns for food.
Yeah, right. Like the other night when they. Okay. So let's backtrack here. So backtracking a couple weeks back, we had cops come down, they knocked on our window, and I thought, oh my God, there's a cop outside. And so I went to the window, and they said, oh, someone said there was someone yelling help in the canyon. And I thought, okay, well, there's nobody needing help here. I said, but you're welcome to do whatever. Well, they got stuck in the mud, and of course, Nick did his duty. He fed the cops while they were waiting for the tow truck.
Because they got stuck.
But today was a little different, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would.
Today was different, and I did. I actually broke a tear, which I don't do very often.
Penny was crying.
I was crying. But probably because I thought it was something from who knows? Who knows? Maybe I thought we did something wrong or whatever. Anyways, but I knew we hadn't.
Wait a minute. If you thought we did something wrong and you knew we didn't do anything wrong, why would they think?
I don't know, but I just, you know, you're confused at that moment. When you got 15 guns pointed at you, you don't know where it came from, your ex or whoever, you know? I mean, you never know.
That's called forget about it.
That's called forget about it. Anyways, so we decided, I decided to say, okay, Nick, we have cops here and they've got guns drawn. And what did you say? I can't even remember. I think I went into numb mode. Anyway, so
let me get out there.
So
then they pull me out and they say, get behind the car. There's a suspect here. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking, wouldn't we know that there's a suspect?
Well, your front door's open. I said, yeah, we leave it open for the dog and cats to go in and out. And I said, there's nobody in our
house. It was on our porch, okay, because we got two sides of our house and our front
so
door looks like a
they saw that the suspect was in our house at the time, and it was kind of funny in a way.
So I went out there and they literally just kind of looked at me and I went, well, what happened? And they said, well, someone stole a car. They wrecked the car. They left the car and they were up at the top of the boulevard, which our property is 26 acres that comes in, and that they had taken down the tracks and that they felt that they were here. And I went, well, that's crazy. We get the helicopters and everything, but we would have known if someone had come in.
Like the dog.
So anyway, so that is our forget about it news today.
Oh, the dog sensed the property.
Yeah, the dog. Oh, and that's another thing, the canine dog. Those dogs are amazing. They led them to our property.
No, the dog led him to the property to find the guy. And his scent came to our house, but it went around our house. He didn't come into the house.
He probably smelled the pizza.
Probably.
Anyway, so we literally don't understand why these things keep happening. Maybe there's a reason why the cops are coming down.
Hopefully.
Maybe they got wind that you're in town. Who knows?
Hopefully next time they don't come with a bad bus.
You know, the last time we had the one cop went with the to go wait for the tow truck up at the top of the road, and because we have a really long driveway that comes down into our canyon. And the other one looked at me and he goes, "Well, it's his loss," as I'm feeding him food that Nick has made. So. I was like, I couldn't believe a cop said that to me. But anyways, well, today we have an amazing guest, and we're
Mr. Paul Pratt,
and
retired NFL player from the Detroit Lions, cornerback. D-back. Defensive back. Awesome guy who is.
Whose second win performance CEO, founder and CEO of his own company. And he has an amazing whole deal with his program. And he helps people of all ages. And
he's called Dr. Speed.
And as he says, if you have speed, you stay young. And so we, with all of our health stuff that we do, we felt it was really important to connect with him, and we're really grateful for that. And before we do that, we're also going to do a Celebrity Pizza Guy recipe of the week and also the nutritional fact. And we're going to go to commercial right now, and we'll be back in a minute.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the event, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Well, you know, we
have Penny Leaving here, the co-host of the Celebrity Pizza Guy, Forget About You. And here she is, and she's going to do...
Yes, this is not just about you, is it? Is it? Is it?
No, it's about you, too.
It's about me, too. But anyway, so we're, you know, we are represented by EasyWayPromotions.com, and we have an amazing consultant that works with us, and he's been with Tyga and... Oh gosh, all kinds of things. Tyga and Akon, and he's done all kinds of things. Razzby from B2K, and you know, he's been with Quentin Aaron, and I mean, he's just represented a lot of different things, He's going to be coming on here for a minute because we want him to say hi to our wonderful guest. And you want to find him, you find him at ericzuley.com. That's Z-U-L-E-Y. And Eric, how are you?
Unprepared. What's up, everybody?
You're prepared. Okay. That's good.
Wow, that's a good forget about.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I was on the phone. I wasn't expecting to be on the radio. My engineer brought me on the show.
I heard
my name. Check it out, guys. We have one of the top retired NFL superstars, former Detroit Lions, as Penny and Nick said, and he's Dr. Speed. He is the guy that makes it happen for you if you're wanting to be healthy and have that speed and have the athleticness. And he's at the schools. He's helping the kids. In fact, he just recently put on a new video on our Easy Way Tube platform with a really talented, amazing, beautiful girl that's 4 years old. It's just really cute and funny video, and he is just Mr. Paul Pratt from the retired NFL, and he's one of our celebrity supporters, and he's doing it the easy way, and then you forget about it, and it's Celebrity Pizza Guy, and Paul Pratt, welcome to the show.
What's going on? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can,
Paul.
Paul.
How you doing?
Oh, I didn't
know. Welcome to our team.
Great to have you, Paul.
My man.
Good. How you doing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about the whole thing that happened outside of your house, man. That wasn't really me. Inside my house, I would be really, really scared. But you know, we're different too.
We're still
different
in lockdown.
Yeah, we're locked in our radio mode right now. No.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you, the radio show is probably taking my mind off of what happened. You know, it's just, I'm glad that the cops were there. I'm glad that they came down. And, you know, the guy said to me, he says, so you want to yell at me now? And I says, you know, because I guess women do that. And so I says, okay. I says, well, no, I don't want to yell at you. He says, well, what can I do to make this up to you? And I says, the next time I need you down here in this canyon when things are not right, I says, I don't care if you got to call the whole force. I says, I want you guys down here. And so he looked at me and they started laughing. And I says, yeah. I says, now that you know that we're here. And
they said they didn't even know that this place existed.
Yeah, it's kind of a tranquil place. I told you last night on the phone, we have a beautiful property. And it is a gorgeous place. And someday we'll turn it into a fat farm where we can, you know, treat people and do all kinds of things to them and you know, help them to get healthy
Dr.
and stuff like that.
Dr. Speed.
Which brings us to you.
Mr. Paul Pratt. How you doing? My man. So listen, Mr.
Good.
Paul Pratt, the ex-retired NFL Detroit Lion defensive back. Where did you go to school?
Is that one question?
Where were you going?
Yeah, I went to school out here. I'm from L.A. You know, I was born in South Central. I moved to the San Fernando Valley and when I was like 5 years old. So I went to school out here. I'm a Valley boy. I went to school out here in Nevada with the Taft High School. Yeah, and then with the University of Nevada for college. So, up there probably towards where you guys live, in Reno, Nevada. Yeah.
You went to college where, in Nevada?
Yeah, in Reno. It's northern
Reno.
Nevada. Probably closer to Redding, for sure. But, yeah.
Now, let me ask you something. Why did you go to Reno? Was it, I'm sure that you had different colleges that you could have gone to. Why did you choose that one over others?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I had a bunch of colleges. I had a bunch of colleges, you know, Oregon, Michigan State, San Diego State, a bunch of big-time colleges. And then one of the recruiters at Nevada, who I didn't even know Nevada was a college, so I kept seeing the guy on the sideline in my high school practices, kept every week. But who is this guy? And, you know, I'm a God-fearing man, so he kind of waited more with the God stuff. And he got to my mom's heart, and I was like, you know what, let me be a big fish in a small pond, which looking back, I'm glad I went there, though, but I could have. You want to go be a big fish in the big pond and be great and be around great players. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, everything happens for a reason. I went to Nevada. I chose there. Now, you know, they're on the map now. Now people know about Nevada. You know, we have big major NFL players that went there too. So, you know, I guess it all worked out for a reason, you know.
So let me ask you this. Where did you go after you went to school in Reno?
I graduated. This is my 10-year anniversary, actually, December 2007. I graduated, and then I got ready for the draft, and I got picked up by the New York Jets, and I was on there for, like, 3 days. you know, I was all mentally being Hollywood, and I wasn't quite 100% healthy with my knee. So I took a whole year and a half off, you know, working at L.A. Fitness, and then I got back. Yeah, I got back with a – I got back to Detroit Lions in 2009. I was there up until 2011, so.
Wow, that must have been something coming from California and then all of a sudden having to, you know, go to cold weather. But then again, Reno is that way, too.
Yeah, Nevada. Oh, yeah, Reno gets cold. So,
I know that a lot of athletes have a lot of issues with that.
So then you got drafted by the Centennials?
Oh, yeah, well... That was part of my. That was in 2009. My journey back to the NFL. It was a new league, farm league. I would call it the UFL, which was major NFL coaches that were coaches only 14s. A lot of Pro Bowlers that was on the team. People were just getting released and picked up. Mm-hmm. And I got to that league. There was only 6 games, and I went and dominated that league. And then 2 days after I was done with that season, I went on the line. So that was definitely a transition into the NFL through that league. But the reason why I even got to that league, because I was training with a Hall of Famer in Dale Green, who played 20 years with the Washington Redskins. And his whole mindset that he gave me in training, feet working technique, was elevating me to the next level. And then I just hit a couple workouts up, and then ended up getting the UFL team, the New York Sentinels. And then, you know, that got me back to the NFL.
So, well, that's pretty cool. Now, let me ask you this. What would you say would be the next thing that that you were thinking of at that time? Did you get into were you thinking about this business that you have now? Have you ever had aspirations to want to do this kind of stuff with all the stuff that you've been doing back then?
Or were you really looking to be a pro football player?
Right.
Yeah, I just wanted to play football. I didn't really have no type of business, you know, ideas or thoughts to do anything outside of football. And feel like all my time and into making it was put into that. And, you know, the mindset I have now, I try to give to young kids to have that second, not even a second, a plan B, but actually your passion, which is always a plan A, and use football or whatever type of platform, sports platform you have as a platform to launch whatever you want to do post, you know, sports career. So, I always was thinking about business like this, how much I do now. I was just playing football, which is kind of a narrow mind to have. But, you know, somebody teaches you that. You don't really know much. You just go all in. You don't expect your career to end short. You expect to go 10 years, 12 years. But, you know, the average is 2 to 3. So.
Wow.
All you thought about was football and not getting into the business aspect of life and without football. And then you played football. And then now you went to the Detroit Lions after the Senators. And you played for what, 2 years, 3 years?
I was there from 2009 to 2011. And I had an opportunity to go play in the CFL, Canadian Football League. Everything wanted me to play, but I didn't want to go play CFL. To me, I was like, you know, because I reached my goal, I reached my dream from scratch, you know, that process is all I needed to have in my back pocket to go through anything I needed to in life. And just having that process, that ingredient, that's all that we needed. It was all icing on the cake after that. So I wasn't tripping on playing on football as far as, like, in other leagues or if it wasn't the NFL.
Right. It's like a stamp with a business card saying I'm an ex-NFL player and I have a reputation. I'm represented by the NFL and I'm looking forward to going through life and I'm going to go to a different dream of business.
So this business that you have, okay, so bringing us to that, let me ask you something. So why do you call it, first of all, what's the main reason you call it Second Wind Performance?
It's actually my second training company business I started with. First I started with two other guys, one of my other best friends. You know, he played in the NFL too, and another business partner. Our old one we started in 2013 was called Explode Training Center. So, you know, once some weird business stuff happened with one of my business partners, I decided to branch off and do my own thing and decided to come up with Second Wind. Like, you know, it's a second wind, dude. And it pertains, it's my second wind as an opportunity, second career, second wind in life. You can put it towards, you know, as far as training, when you're working hard at a certain level, you're reaching up to your second wind. That's how you reach the greatness. So it's a literal and a metaphorical meaning. And you got to have your second wind to win. And that's how I have it spelled, you know, 2NDWIN, you know, to win, second wind. So that's the basis of my title and my name.
That's really cool. I think that is an amazing thing, because I know that, you know, there's a lot of people that would agree with you that in sports, that's definitely the case, especially on the home stretch. I think also too, sometimes when you're working really hard or people are, you know, doing that kind of stuff, but also too the reinvention of yourself and your second time around, you know, being able to create something for yourself and make it count. And that, I think that's very admirable of you to go out and do something like this. I think that's really great. Now, let me ask you, what is the Dr. Speed 3 part about it? How would you explain that?
Dr. Speed was just a name that I feel like I'm the king of speed. I understand speed. I know the speed and anatomy, and I just understand how to teach speed and I know speed, and I know how to make somebody faster than what they were, you know, through the science and the database that I had through the kids I've trained in the past 3 or 4 years. And I was in science myself. You know, I ran a 4-2-4-4-year dad working in my school excellence, and that kind of catapulted me into the NFL as well with my speed. So I just say Dr. Speed is a cool catchphrase, you know, shock value type of, you know, real easy. And, you know, I like to make fun of myself and say Dr. Speed, no PhD. And it's just cool. And I like Dr. Speed because, you know, it means a lot. And it's about being, you know, speed is, like I said, is the foundation of youth. Speed is speed. And I like to teach life through speed. And you know, so I use my training as a way to mentor kids, young kids, whether they're, you know, high school, junior high school, or even like getting ready to go to the NFL from college, you know, about life. And I'm able to teach that through my speed training.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome. That's great.
So you work with all different ages.
This. Awesome.
Yeah, you work with all different ages, though, too, right? So how do you dial that in for the older people?
I don't like older people. I don't like the ones old. I don't say that word. The people that are not in the teens, man. Yeah. I figured out I have a foundation. Like I said, I work with kids from 6 years old, you know, to 60, literally. I have a system, a foundation that I've built up with, like I said, my database. I call it the Sugenera Speed System. And with that system, it helps whoever you are, however old you are, whatever background of training you have, you can be a non-athlete or you athlete, and I can help you become, you know, more stable, more balanced in your life through my meticulous type of, you know, training I do. And I've seen it work on all different people, you know, all different sports, all different genres of people, male, female, weights, height, doesn't matter. I have a certain system I use that I have all the results to back it up, and all the signs to back up that it works.
So you have like, you calculate their size, their weight, their muscle build, their everything.
How about their capability?
And their capability of what they can do to be and go. speed.
Yeah. I like to do is I don't use weights too much or too much equipment. I like to really master the body strength. That's why anybody can work with me, because I don't have a one glove fits all type of workout. You know what I mean? I just have a concept that's kind of the foundation is the same.
Your platform basically of what you want to do to train them to be who you want them to be.
Yeah. I never do the same workout twice. You know, because everybody's different. Everybody's needs are different.
You want a different workout every time.
Do you do that to trick the body?
She's butting in on me again. Go ahead.
You know, we fight for the mic, Paul.
Yeah.
I agree with
that's what makes the two of us so unique.
Forget about it. So anyway, so that's great. That's awesome. You have a different thing for every time that they let you train them and whatever, because you need to. It's like training them for fighting Mike Tyson in a boxing match or something, you know, or a championship.
Never know what
you gotta have different things, different ways, different this and different that. Get them ready for what they gotta do to train to what they wanna be. And if you can't be what you wanna be, then you're not gonna be who you're gonna be. Correct.
So Paul, let me ask you something. So where are you going with this now? I mean, what's your next thing that you're going to be doing, and how are you going to catapult this? I know you've been working really, really hard on your business and trying to get the foundation going and everything.
You're not using the javelin.
he has his I haven't decided what it's called yet.
Nobody got that joke until now, so Eric went.
seriously. So what are you going to do next? What is your next step?
We're going to do
next step is just to figure out, is to keep building on my platform that I've been blessed with this year. I did a couple of magazine things. I did an article with Easy Way Magazine. I did another magazine coming out in May with this lady named Latricia, who I met at an Easy Way event, actually. So, Eric's been real dope. Like I say, we just got the whole thing set up today with the easy tube. So we'll do things like that. And, I'm also head coach of Viewpoint High School in Calabasas, track coach. And I love being around those kids, because those kids are different. They're real privileged, and it's always good to give them the outside reality type of view, because those young kids or celebrity kids or just really rich privileged kids, and they may not see the world, the whole real world, because they're only in a certain radius. So I kind of give them a little dose of real reality, but not imposing my childhood on them. At the same time. So I plan to take this thing up as high as I can. I've been shooting my own show, Dr. Speed, and I've been shooting a lot, and I'm going to do a lot of editing for it. And it's going to be for this network called Universe Network TV. It's a worldwide international network. It's on the internet show. So just
that's
shooting
good.
That
well,
right now.
Have
I got a lot of opportunities, so I'm just trying not to do overextend myself spread myself too thin. So I'm really calculated, as Nick used. I'm really calculated in my moves I make, not to be everywhere, but be in the right place, making smart moves.
That's great. I think that's good that you're doing that. It's a smart business move. I think I do have one more question before I give Nick a chance here. Now you've got this exercise thing down. I think it's a great thing. I think, and I've done CrossFit before, so I do believe in speed. And I have athletes for children, and I realize that's very important. But how do you implement diet into your program? Do you have something in that aspect, or are you planning on adding that to it? What do you plan on doing?
I'm not really a master at dieting or eating correctly. That's not really my forte. What I would say is to eat, have a balance to eat, as far as in moderation what you eat. We know what the bad things are. I've been trying to cut down on my red meat intake, but sometimes I like it though. I like to have a hamburger. I had two hamburgers earlier actually, but I try not to eat too much of it because the meat, you know, is weird these days. So you got to be careful with that.
That's true.
You know, my twin brother, they're vegan now. It's good to eat healthy. I believe in eating healthy, and you know, I know people going vegan these days.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me about that. That's awesome that you do that.
Vegan pizza.
I think everybody should do that.
I eat a lot of pizza, yeah. I like to eat pizza. Yeah. So,
well, you've never eaten Nick's pizza except at the events and stuff like that. And you know, I'll tell you, we definitely – I'm going to give the mic over to him because I know that he wants to he wants to talk to you about that too, because we got a pizza that we got to create here. So,
how you doing, Mr. Paul Pratt? Dr. Speed. Forget about it. How you doing? So I have one question. As a defensive back playing for the Detroit Lions, did you have any interceptions?
I had one interception, yeah. It was in the it was 2010. It was going on my second year there. It was in the last preseason game. And I was praying for it because it was the last preseason game, you know, if it was going to make the team or not. And I knew something big was going to happen in the last minute of the game. The ball came right to me, and I ran it back 102 yards for touchdown.
For a touchdown?
Yeah.
I saw that.
That was, brother. Like,
that's why I asked you.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I prayed for that. And I thought I was
going
to get out.
God worked in mysterious ways. And you know what? God was inside you that day. You ran it back for a touchdown, and you made the team because of that.
I prayed about it. I knew it was coming. And I remember I kept the ball, and the coach at the time was Coach Jim Schwartz. And he was like, I don't know why you kept the ball, because you're going to get a lot more of those in your career anyway, because he knew I had the ability to score touchdowns. He's like, yeah, you know, you'll be starting probably around week four or five.
Yeah.
But you know what? Some people say things, but they never really came to fruition, though. So that's just the business of the NFL.
It's going full force, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do what you got to do to make the team.
Yes,
and you have to show them what you need, what they need to see. So anyway, hey, Mr. Paul Pratt, Dr. Speed, what kind of pizza pie would you create with Celebrity Pizza Guy?
I'll create a pizza with no cheese on it, first and foremost, because I don't like cheese. And then I'll put pepperonis, olives, bacon, probably cilantro on it, sausage, and barbecue sauce.
Ooh, you like barbecue sauce.
Whoa, that's a twist. So we're going to have a barbecue sauce pizza with the meats and everything that you created without cheese.
What kind of vegetables do you like?
Corn.
And corn. Whoa.
That's different.
Now that's real different.
That's different.
Yo, Mr. Paul Pratt, you have to be here when I make this pizza.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if anybody else is going to eat this pizza.
Don't let him do that pizza.
I'm only kidding.
Hey, I'll be there. If you can promise me I won't get shot.
You're going to get it all, bro.
I don't want to get shot at
that pie for you. It's called Dr. Speed 3 Pie. Forget about it.
Corn.
When you get your show going and I go on there, I'll create your pizzas for you. We're going to do it live and let's go. And we're going to make your pie in the sky and then put it down in the oven with what your ingredients are, and we're going to have you take a bite of this pizza, and you're going to say,
Forget about it.
Or you're going to say, wow, this is awesome.
You know,
say both.
You're going to say both. That's right. Because let me tell you, when I create your pizza that you give me, I'm going to make it awesome for you.
Did you get a chance to try the pizza at the Influencers Unite?
No, he had too many everything had cheese on it, so I can't eat cheese.
The cheese. Well, you know.
Well, wait a minute. I made pizzas individually for people.
Yeah, you could have.
They
had your
came
own pizza.
Up and I said, "What kind of pie do you want?" They said, "I want anchovy. There's that. Okay, here you go. I want this. I want that. Okay, here you go." All you got to do is come and say, "No cheese, sauce, and whatever extras you wanted."
Yeah, we could have done the
whole. I would have done it for you. I'm a do everything kind of guy.
Yeah,
I make it the
yeah,
way
I,
you
I
want.
I want to be more special when I do
burgers,
my in a more special way.
There you go.
I want to wait on it.
There you go.
All right. There you go. Let's get my hand.
That sounds good. Yeah. That's really good. So, so you're going to, I remember we were talking about you should come up this way too. I know you got different things going on, but we've got a hideaway up here. We got a few people that are wanting to come up here and spend some time up here, and we may be doing a little bit of streaming and stuff like that from up here too. But we definitely, when we come down,
yeah, we
I
can
watch,
have you come up here and do some streaming. We
yeah,
can film up here at this house.
We could. Yeah, now
definitely.
That we have the easywaytube.com. You know, everybody's going to, you know, find their stations. People who want to get their own station, they'll be able to do that. And it's good that you're getting involved in that. But, you know, when we come down, we'll definitely connect so that Nick can, you know, do the pizza with you. And that's really the fun of it, is being able to. And we're going to get you, he's going to get you spinning the pie.
Yeah, I told Rodney Allen Rippey how to spin a pizza.
Yeah, that was really something else. That was us forget about it. He did pretty good, actually. But
do you remember Rodney Allen Rippey?
Yeah, he's he was the birth of
he was a little kid on Merv Griffin and
the Burger King commercial.
Burger King commercial,
yes,
and
the Jack in the Box commercial.
Jack in the Box, and
he danced with Sammy Davis Jr.
Sammy Davis Jr. Frank Sinatra. We're talking back in the 60s, 70s. You weren't born yet, I don't think.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but anyway, so he made his own pie.
No, you were born 1985 or 84, right?
85.
Yeah, I got you.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah, it was way before your time. So, yeah.
Yeah, for me, you definitely got to get this thing going. I have a client that's about to come in about 5 minutes. So,
okay, well, listen.
We got you, brother.
We'll definitely be keeping in touch with
you.
Thank
you.
Remember,
you're
telling
us
that, and it's good that you're paying attention to that, because I know we can get.
No, we're always. We watch time. Because that's what it is time. Hey, thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, we really
forget
appreciate
about it, Joe. With
forget about it. Hey, more success to come. I hope everything is well up there in Redding, California.
We
and,
have one.
We'll connect
yeah.
soon.
Definitely. Hey,
we'll
before you
soon.
I know someone wants to say hi to you.
Oh, wait a minute. We got a call in.
We have a Jim Zulli in queue.
Hold on. We
Jim,
got a call
you?
In.
Okay.
Jim?
Am I on?
You are. You're on. And so I wanted to you to say hi to
Let
Paul before he leaves.
Let it rip.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
What's going on?
So listen, I just want to ask you, I mean, you've been with the Sentinels, the Lions. So quick question, what's your favorite game? Is it straight pool or nine ball? Just wanted to throw a little curveball at you, you know.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. I
you
know, that's a curveball. I don't even know how to swing at that one. I don't know.
You say eight ball.
I say eight ball, yeah.
There you go.
So you're a,
he agreed with you.
You're a Woodland Hills guy, so you basically played ball where the weather's pretty decent. You ever play in Chicago?
That was
in the winter?
Yeah, that's
no.
where we're all except for Mr.
I didn't play in Chicago. I ran in Chicago track, but never played in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
No?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I heard you guys are going, but it's nice touching base with you, and good luck with all your ventures.
Thank you. I need everybody to keep wishing me good luck and prayers, and I just want the good vibe to come throughout the whole world.
You got
prayers up with you, Paul.
Yeah, and we're going to be thinking about
as long as you're with Celebrity Pizza Guy, the prayers are with you.
Yeah, we definitely think about you, and your business will do really well, and you seem like you really got your act together.
Because
so.
Every week we send the prayers to everybody that had their own show.
Yeah.
Nice going.
Yeah. We don't have you on the Radio Boomer show, but you're a little young as a baby boomer. But, yeah, you can be on anyway, you know.
Yeah, well, I have an 85-year-old soul, so, you know, I can connect with
you.
There you go.
85-year-old soul. I love that.
Well,
that's good,
you
Paul.
Have a,
if
you have an 85-year-old soul, then you remember Satchmo, right?
Say that again?
If you have an 85-year-old soul, then you remember Satchmo.
Satchmo?
That's a big forget
Jim.
About it.
Jim, you just threw him off.
You threw him a real curve, that one.
That's called a Hail Mary.
Right, he's a football player, not a baseball
Hail
player.
Hail Mary, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Sorry,
yeah.
Paul. I'm throwing you a curveball.
So, Paul, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that we're going to make, we're going to set up something. We're going to be streaming on Saturday. Nick's going to. Celebrity Pizza Guy is going to make your Dr. Speed 3 pizza, and we do it about 8 o'clock at night. But we'll let you know. It'll be live feed on Facebook, and I'm going to do some – we're also going to do it on the Easy Way Tube, and, you know, it'll be good. It'll
cool.
be really good, and people will get to see what it is that you like. And we're going to say this is a special corn pizza.
Dr. Speed.
Orange. I love it.
It's
perfect.
Pizza pie.
There you go.
Let me go ahead and get into this client real quick. And,
okay.
All right.
Well,
see you soon.
God bless.
I want to say thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, brother. Right.
Thanks for coming on.
Nice being on. Thank
okay.
you.
So, Jim.
Okay, now.
So, anyway. We have
Jim Zuli on.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Jim Zuli. I think I threw you
yeah,
a couple of curveballs there.
Jim.
Hey, I got a question for Nick. Now, if people are listening, now Nick made some nice spaghetti sauce for me, and we've been nursing it because I like it to last.
It's called gravy. It's called gravy, Jim. Jim, it's called gravy. It's called
gravy. Okay. So here's the
question.
I have to
learn that.
You put it in the fridge. How long does it last in the fridge? Not the freezer. If you put it in the fridge and you're using it.
In the fridge, 5 days.
Yeah.
5 days.
I told you, put in the freezer, last forever.
Yeah, okay. The freezer's good, but refrigerator 5 days.
If you put it in the fridge, if it's not at a cool temperature, 5 days.
Seven.
And no, you don't want to go that long because of bacterial.
Right. It depends on how cold it is.
Okay.
Botulism.
So you just want to be careful. You know, you don't overdo it. But yeah, so you ate his gravy. You ate his gravy. I remember.
Oh,
well,
he's asking a question right now.
So
does that mean that you must have eaten it after 5 days?
Oh yeah, we had it a little bit after 5 days. It's good, you know. But you suggest heating it, not microwaving it when you want to heat it up, right?
Oh, pizza, yes.
Yeah.
You cannot microwave
it. One thing I did notice though, when you get a pizza. And when you first get it, it has a different taste than if you have it heated up the following day or the next day. Now, yours doesn't have that. You still have the taste when you heat it up the next day. It still comes back to, you know, it still has that taste. But I'm not going to mention any names, but I've had a couple of pizzas from the, you know, the chains. And, boy, I'll tell you, the next day it's kind of flat, you know. Not much.
My
bad.
You could have the next day, and actually they say, I already had testimonials done. The next day they eat it, they say this is better than it was last night.
Well, that's because of your sauce, but
no,
yeah.
My crust.
Well, the crust
and
too.
My sauce and my cheese.
But even his lasagna, his spaghetti, any of his gravies the same way. We've had it in our refrigerator, and I said, oh, my God, this stuff still tastes good. Yeah.
What are those little things that you made at the car show thing? Remember at that car thing we had, those little, like, biscuits or whatever they're called? Not pizza, but the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
They were like little sandwiches or something.
Yeah.
You mean the pepperoni bread?
No.
Maybe that's
what it
was. Like little sandwiches that they're making.
Yeah,
you know,
the little, like.
Car show with Rodney Alariffi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were good. Boy, people were scarfing those up. Yeah, they're tasty.
Yeah, they're little and they're probably $1.
So where do you think the pizza capital is in the U.S.? Is it more New York? Is it more Chicago? Originating.
Capital? Right now, I would say probably New York, but let's make it into California now.
Yeah, it's Redding, yeah. California right now.
Now it's Redding, yeah. Yeah, forget about it. It's going to be.
Once we get going,
Northern California.
We're going to make
now,
California the pizza capital.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
hey, Penny, I was listening to you guys like when the show first started. That was pretty interesting opening. When you start the show by saying, "Oh, by the way, guys, I opened the door and you know, like here's all these police cars, and I opened the door and all these guns are," that is definitely a way of getting people's attention in the beginning of the show.
Yeah, isn't it the first 15 seconds?
I had 15 officers. If that ain't gonna forget about it.
That don't catch your interest.
Let me tell you,
because I walked out there when she said, Nick,
please come here.
That was different.
So I walked out, I see 15 guns drawn on me. I'm like, oh, really? I said, hold on now. What's going on? Well, there's a guy that crashed his car. He jumped and then ran down the canyon, down the...
Oh, somebody stole a car.
And
yeah.
then they're like, well, because we saw a door open. And actually, they're saying that I looked like the guy who was the person that was the...
Yeah,
person.
They
well,
said
that
the
makes
guy
it worse.
Was something.
Yeah, he was 6 foot, blonde hair, except he had a beard. But I don't have a beard
at all.
You
don't have blonde hair. You have no hair.
A little blonde. But I'm 6 foot.
That one, you got it.
And then they
he
go.
He shaves his head.
Then they go, oh, you can shave. I said,
that was
I
a real
shave.
Save that day, won't you? No, seriously.
So, and they didn't even check my identity or anything.
Well, that's because they heard me say, hey, Nick.
You know what?
If you guys would have thought of pulling out your cell phone and getting that on tape,
because I was crying.
Oh,
I was crying.
I was crying. I was just like in shock. I had 15 guns on me.
Yeah, guns are like this. And she's like, Nick, but
this blonde walks outside. Forget about it.
But look at the views you would have got.
I was like, yeah, we got news. You know, it's funny because 20 minutes before he says, hey, do you got the news ready? And I thought, forget about getting the news ready. I am the news. What do you mean?
You're the news.
And then,
yeah.
So we had all these friends that actually sent us videos of someone had actually filmed the car going down Lake Boulevard.
Yeah, they filmed it. Wow. Go to my page on Facebook.
Yeah, it's on Nick Rubin.
The guy dumped the car and he ran
Facebook.
Down the railroad track, saw our house, and that's how it started. So we have the start
of it.
Did
you ever catch the guy?
This was the guy who stole the car.
Did they ever catch him?
No, he's still out.
No,
I don't know. Well,
we don't know.
We're on a radio show right now, and so we get off. We go watch.
We're actually in quarantine in our home.
We're quarantined.
I think you should make this go live and do a search.
Yeah, we Yeah, right. I'm gonna need a pack of gun for that one. But
could you?
Oh,
you can imagine if you caught the guy.
They're not here.
Hey, you can imagine if you caught him live, Penny, with the cell phone on. Say, okay, hands up. You know.
Yeah. No kidding, man. He'd say, I want to tell you what's going to be. I'd be going, okay, here we go. No. So,
hey, did I tell you guys about the bank holdup I was in?
No, you didn't.
Okay, Albertsons used to be out here, and in Albertsons there was a B of A, and I walked in there to make a $500 deposit. So the guy standing next to me looked like Bob Marley. You remember Bob Marley?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The singer, okay, he's standing next to me, a lookalike. The only difference is he's saying, put all the money in the bag. And he's got this plain old black plastic bag, and he gives it to the teller, put all the money in the bag. And I'm thinking like, hey, I'm in a holdup, right? And it was a small bank. It was just, you know, it's like one of those chutes, that, you know, the little sections of the bank for the smaller bank inside a grocery store. And so I had $500 in my hand, and I was about to give to the girl, and she said, oh, did you want to make a deposit or something? And I put it back in my pocket, and I said, no, that's okay. You know.
That is crazy. Oh, my God.
No, no. So I go to kind of like turn to leave, and the guy turns to me and he said, "Do you want to get shot?" And I says, "Hey, I got to go to work. In other words, you do your thing, I'll do my thing." Now, he didn't have any gun on him. He just had a bag. So I'm thinking, if he would have went for a gun, then I would have ended his holdup, you know. And I totally, so when I walked out of there, I said to one of the guys, "Hey, your bank's being held up." And, he, you know, nobody knew what to do. So the guy walks out with a bag full of money. He gets in the car. And so I get in my truck, and I follow him on the freeway, and I'm talking to the police. And I said, "Hey, this guy robbed the bank. I'm following him, but my truck is kind of top-heavy, and, you know, like I'm swaying a little bit."
Oh, wow.
So the police go by me, and they wave at me, but I don't think they got him. So anyway, I go back to the bank, and the FBI is waiting there. And I said to the guy, I wish I would have, you know, gave him a pop, you know, could have knocked him out. And he said, no, that's not your job. He could have had backup in the bank. So I'm thinking, okay, you know, that probably makes sense, I guess. But my dad was in a burglary in the 40s down on State Street in Chicago. And a guy robbed the bank, and a policeman chased him down the street. And the policeman stopped and fell down and had a heart attack and dropped his gun. My dad picked up the gun and chased and caught the guy and got him the Chicago Daily News newspaper, and that got him on the police department. And so, you know, I'm thinking I could have did a similar thing, but then the guy said, no, they could have backup. It wouldn't have been worth it. He got $8,000, but he didn't have
any
mask or hood or nothing. And they say they hit it because it's next to the freeway, you know. And now you see you go in the bank.
That's crazy. We have to get on to our recipe of the week. And we have to
we'll
have
let you go, guys.
Hold on.
Nutritional fact.
Which is a great fact that she's going to be telling the world this fact, because it's the number one fact of life.
Uh-huh.
So. Here is my.
You know, he's
wow.
very descriptive.
I got you.
What a buildup.
I got
as
your
As long
attention.
As he's impressed, right?
So, my recipe of the week is, are you ready?
Drum roll.
Well, let's hear it.
Where's the drum roll, guys?
Get the pool sticks out, and then let's like bada 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 bing.
There you go.
All right. Forget about it. All right. We got a chicken parmesan pizza here. Okay. Now, how would you portray a chicken parmesan pizza, Jim?
A pizza with little chunks of chicken and sauce, tomato sauce.
Okay.
That's pretty close.
That's close. Close, but no cigar.
Tobacco wood. That'd be
he's being a cop.
You make
today.
Me laugh so much.
Yeah,
that
you do, Jim.
I gotta hold it in.
You're a jewel, I'll tell you.
Okay, this is how you make the chicken parm pizza. You have the chicken, boneless breast chicken. You pound it down to make it equal.
To make it thin,
which is equal.
Tenderize.
Okay, then you egg wash.
I've been learning some.
Milk it, egg wash, and then Italian breadcrumbs. You fry it for about 2 minutes on each side. Okay, you pull it out. Okay, cut it up into strips. You have your pizza sauce ready. You mix it all together after you cut the chicken all about.
Sounds
and then
like
you
the
have,
hokey pokey.
Come on. Now, wait a minute. What are you doing to me? She's making a comedy now.
Penny's losing it.
Hold on. She's making a comedy. We got Lucy.
Come on, Nick. You
got to
get her back on track.
Lucille Ball over here.
Okay, Ricky.
I'm Ricky Ricardo. She's Lucille Ball. So then after you cut it up into chunks and pieces, you swish it around in your sauce. Okay, which is going to be a gravy or whatever way you want to make it. And then you throw it on your dough that you spread out, your pizza dough.
and then you put it all over, and then you put your cheese, which could be mozzarella, cheddar cheese, three blended cheese, any kind of cheese you want, right?
Yeah.
And then you put some red onion, and that is it. And put it in the oven, and you have a chicken parm pizza. Oh, smoked Gouda. I forgot.
That sounds delicious.
You have to add the smoked Gouda.
Wow.
And
okay,
then.
Question.
Forget
put it
about
it. In the oven at what temperature for how long? That's my big problem.
500 degrees.
Okay.
It's going to
cook
it
in the
you
oven
can
at,
cook it at 550. 550 is better. But at 500, it's going to take about 2 minutes longer.
Okay. Wow.
And it's so different. You know, they have these take and bake pizzas, and I'll tell you, when he cooks a pizza, it cooks in 5-6 minutes when he cooks it at that. And oh my God, it's like, what the heck are they thinking cooking 20 minutes? My God, it's like the party's gone after you do that. So.
Okay.
So
yeah,
in other words, my way wouldn't work because I'd put it in the oven at 500, right? I go in the room, mm-hmm. start watching TV, and I do the typical next forget about it because I literally forget. Watch a couple movies, go in there, and 4 or 5 hours later, it's kind of like toast, right? That's too long.
Yeah, that's
no, it ain't toast. It's called burnt toast.
Okay, so on a burnt level here, we got to go to our nutritional fact. So our nutritional fact of the week is not to cut you off, Jim, but is we have 2 minutes.
We got lettuce.
So we have a way to put more water into your body because the main thing that you want to do, your 70% water is what your body's made of.
Living in California is very...
Up in Redding, it's forget about it.
It's called low humidity,
it's
dry.
It's like Prunville. We're all so dry up here. But
so
anyways...
In order to replenish your health, the only way with water, if you can't get it by the faucet or by a bottle, you go to the lettuce.
Go to your lettuce and your water-soluble vegetables, you know, like your cucumbers, your celery. They will help you to retain water.
Right.
And they will help you to flush your system. And so and it's really good when you're doing pizza even to have a salad on the side so that you can balance your meal and, you know, especially like, I don't know, you got Paul Pratt wants corn. Well, he's going to need to, I mean, that's really, actually, he's going to have a sweet pizza, but it'll be very tasty. I'm actually looking forward to this Saturday.
This is a nutritional fact because now we're coming to the dry season. And people that don't have water, if they have lettuce, if they have any kind of greenery, they could eat that, and they're going to have water in their retention of
so,
the body.
So the other thing, Nick.
That's a nutritional
We want to say thank you, Jim, for coming on.
Thank you, guys. It's been a great time.
And don't forget.
Forget about it. Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it!